With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Vice President Harris and former President Trump are both campaigning in battleground Pennsylvania today. More on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Harris and Trump will take their fight for Pennsylvania to opposite ends of the state, with Harris speaking in the northwest corner of Erie and Trump in the southeastern suburbs of Philadelphia. Democrat Harris and Republican Trump have been making regular appearances in what is the country's largest battleground state. It will be Harris's 10th visit to Pennsylvania this campaign season, and just last week, Trump made stops in both Scranton and Reading. Pennsylvania's energy industry and natural gas fracking are likely topics as they compete for the fraction of the state's voters who have not made up their minds. Mail-in voting is well underway in the state, where some 7 million people are likely to cast votes in the presidential race. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNews.com, President Biden touring the Tampa-St. Petersburg area by air yesterday to get a firsthand look at the hurricane damage. He said the government continues to help hard-hit Florida residents.
FEMA has delivered 1.2 million meals, over 300,000 liters of water, 2 million gallons of fuel, and so far, we've installed 100 satellite terminals to restore communications in impacted areas so families can contact their loved ones to be sure everything's okay and be able to reach out for help as well.
Many Florida residents spent much of the weekend searching for gas as a fuel shortage gripped the state. Power is gradually being restored to hurricane-ravaged Florida. Members of the Kennedy family gathering in Centerville, Massachusetts, for the funeral of Ethel Kennedy, the wife of Senator Robert F. Kennedy. She died on Thursday at age 96 following complications related to a stroke. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 157 points and the NASDAQ adding 161. This is SRN News. Two popular evangelists are hitting the road.
Franklin Graham is scheduled to hold his final International Gospel Festival of 2024 in Can Tho, Vietnam on December 3rd and 4th. He's already been to Mexico, Poland, Italy, and the United Kingdom this year. His son, Will Graham, will wrap up his globetrotting in Canada with a gospel celebration in Grand Prairie on November 8th and 9th. He's been to Australia and Portugal this year. Both men have several foreign trips planned for 2025. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A North Dakota judge will not let the state's near-total ban on abortion stand while the state appeals a ruling striking down that law. Last month, District Judge Bruce Rumenick ruled that North Dakota's abortion restrictions are unconstitutionally vague and that pregnant women in the state have a fundamental right to abortion up until the unborn baby is viable. This is SRN News. Upheaval in a huge foster care case in Texas.
A federal appeals court ordering the removal of a judge and overturned her contempt finding and fine against the state. That in a lawsuit over the state's struggling foster care system. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling says U.S. District Judge Janice Jack's contempt ruling and $100,000 per day fine violates the constitutional limits of the power of the court over individual states. The appeals court also says the judge, quote, disrespected the state and its attorneys. Jason Walker reporting.
The attempted murder trial of a man charged with injuring author Salman Rushdie in a 2022 knife attack in New York has been put on hold. That's until the court considers a defense request to move the trial. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.